Investing Simplified is brought to you by Chuck Price, President and Wealth Manager of Price Financial Group, Wealth Management Incorporated, a registered investment advisor firm. Individual situations will vary, and the information on this show should only be relied upon when coordinated with individual advice. Other parties present on this broadcast are not affiliated with Price Financial Group Wealth Management. Chuck can be contacted by visiting www.pfgwm.com. You can email Chuck a question at askchuck@pfgwm.com, or you can call him right now at 503-417-7626. That's 503-417-7626. Now, here's the host of Investing Simplified, Chuck Price.
We do Investing Simplified.
Well, welcome to the Northwest's longest-running live financial show that has a financial advisor, an estate planning attorney, and a CPA here to answer your questions. And this is an opportunity for you to ask that question that's keeping you up at night and maybe wondering how to do certain things in your life. And this is the place to call, and you can give us a call. And we have toll-free number at 1-800-990-0750. That's 800-990-0750, especially for you people that are listening to us on the webcast. And in studio with me this morning is Carl Jepson with the Warren Allen Law Firm.
Good morning, Chuck.
Morning, Carl. Welcome back. You've been resting a little bit here for a couple weeks.
Although the rumors of my demise were premature.
Yeah, well, that's good. We're all happy about that, right, Kevin?
That's right.
And we have Kevin Stege with the Baker Colson CPA firm.
Good morning, gentlemen.
Yeah. And you know, the great thing about it was, Carl, that Kevin and I got to play attorney for a while because we got questions asked and we got to play the legal guy.
That probably explains some of those calls I got last night.
I think so, yeah. So. Like the one to bail us out, yeah. Well, listen, you're listening to Investing Simplified, and if... next weekend is going to be the 4th of July, and we're not going to be in studio, obviously. We're going to be out enjoying the 4th with our families, like I hope all of you listeners are doing the same. And for that reason, next Saturday, we're going to be playing our interview last week with Harry Dent. And I can tell you, of all the calls I've had this past week, I had a lot of calls from people who got in on half the show or didn't get to hear the whole the conversation. So that whole show is going to be played next Saturday for you to listen to. And I would highly recommend for you to call your friends, anybody you know, recommend they listen to that on Freedom 970. It'll be right on at 8 o'clock, just like we are right now. It'll be our show on the 4th of July, and it's a do-not-miss show. And if you can't listen to it then, you can go on my website and listen to it on the website, and you can also go on iTunes and listen to the show. It's placed there. But I had a lot of calls from that show. A lot of people were really happy we had Harry on talking about the economy, because Harry does talk about the economy totally different than anybody else. And I think if you miss that, you miss a lot of potential opportunity. And I'm going to get right into the market, but first I want to mention something that I put together. And this is kind of a news for my fellow talkers here, because I haven't even told them about this. But I have set up a new website called ChuckPriceFreeBooks.com. That's ChuckPriceFreeBooks.com. And you can go on there, and an attorney that I know, Carl, out of Ohio, by the name of Rocky D. Francisco, and Rocky is on some of the videos on my website as well. Rocky is an advocate of the financial industry, and he's really Rocky's kind of an interesting guy. He made a lot of money doing malpractice and malpractice lawsuits against doctors, and then he started looking into it, and he said, you know, why are these guys committing this? How could I help them? And so he turned around and he wrote a book, How to Prevent Getting Sued and How to Prevent Malpractice. And he made a ton of money doing that, going around to medical clinics, setting up medical clinics with safeguards to help prevent the doctors from getting malpractice lawsuits. And then he got involved in the financial services industry, seeing what's going on. And I've talked about this at this show a lot. If you're talking to a financial guy, there's not a thing wrong with you going to BrokerCheck and checking out the guy you're talking to see if he has any complaints or if he's had problems with the securities regulators. You ought to be doing this. The other thing you ought to be doing is you ought to be going to the state of Oregon, the state of Washington, when some guy's selling you an annuity, and check out the guy's history with the insurance department. Has he had complaints? Has he sold people maybe annuities that he shouldn't have sold them? You know, there is a record of this stuff, and I tell people, if you don't look and you don't check out the people talking to you, it's what's that word, Carl, about the buyer beware?
Yeah, caveat emptor.
That's it. And if you know, and there's national ads right now, and I'm a member of the Financial Planners Association, they're running a great ad on TV all the time saying, if you're going to invest with somebody, shouldn't you know who they are? Shouldn't you check them out? Shouldn't you check them out on BrokerCheck? Absolutely you should. I belong to two organizations that are outside of my industry. One of them is Ed Slott, who is one of the highest rated CPA firms in the country. And Ed does shows on OPB and on various stations all over the country. And Ed Slott has an advisor program where there's certain advisors attend, and less than 0.1% of the advisors go to his training. Well, one of the reasons why is you can't go to his training. You can't be an Ed Slott advisor if you have complaints on your record. If you get a complaint, and there's a well-known guy in this town who used to be an Ed Slott advisor and used to talk about it a lot, and he doesn't talk about it anymore because he can't be one anymore. And so Ed's very tough about that. He's a very high credibility guy, and he is very, very concerned about consumers getting the right information. And again, Harry Dent has an advisor group, very similar. He just doesn't want guys that have problems, that have had problems with the industry and with clients, money.
You know, it's not even it's no different than looking up the Construction Contractors Board if you're going to have some construction work done, you know, that kind of thing. You can go online and they can list if there's been complaints and if they'd been resolved and that sort of thing. And the Bar Association for lawyers, you can contact the Bar Association and find out if there have been, you know, disciplinary actions taken or if there have been complaints and how they've been resolved. You know, sometimes there are complaints that are resolved by, you know, suspension or, disbarment kind of thing. But then a lot of times there are ones that were really not, you know, not valid. And so it tells you that too. So, you know, that it's, I mean, you can't, most people can't please everybody all the time, but I think that those agencies or departments, if you will, do a pretty good job of policing things. I know the Bar Association is very strict about things, and we get a newspaper or a news magazine every month that shows lists everybody who's been disciplined for whatever, and so it can range anything from a reprimand to a disbarment, and usually the serious ones have to do with, you know, somebody else's money, as you might guess. They're real strict. And for example, like I'm licensed both in Washington and Oregon. If you get in trouble in Washington, well, then it comes back to Oregon and vice versa. So, you know, it's not like you can, you know, drive across the river and avoid it.
and for accountants, we've got the Board of Accountancy here in Oregon or the CPA's State Board of Accountancy, and then also for just general tax preparers, there's the Board of Tax Service Examiners, and those are both good places to check in on somebody's reputation, their disciplinary
You know, in this modern age, there's a lot of information that's available to the consumer out there, and if you don't check it out, you need to. Mm-hmm. You need to ask, mm-hmm. And that's one of the things I mentioned in my book, Investing Simplified, too. I say, you need to ask your advisor certain things. You need to mm-hmm. ask them, mm-hmm. have you had a problem? Have you had a disciplinary problem in the industry? Mm-hmm. And find out about it.
And in the world of accountancy, get somebody who has a license, for Pete's sakes. In Washington, you literally can put your name on a shingle, and that day you can be in business doing tax preparation. I know of a situation where a guy was preparing taxes, wasn't even signing the returns because he didn't want to be tracked, but he was getting paid cash, and he was doing a large business, and it's just, it's ridiculous.
And getting cash, he probably wouldn't even file his own taxes.
Exactly. I mean, it's just, is that out of his house? Is that what you want your tax information going?
That's really
well,
interesting.
Well, yeah, and here's the only thing. If you're doing a transaction with somebody and it's too good to be true, it may well be too good to be true, because that guy working out of his house doing that may have charged a low rate, but he also gave a low rate of service.
That's right.
If any.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You got
well, listen, I'm going to get right into the market here real quick, because we've had a very topsy-turvy market. And year to date, the markets just have not been growing like we would anticipate. But right now, year to date, the Dow Jones closed on 12/31/14 at 17,823.07. As of Friday, it closed at 17,946.68. So we're up 123.61. Or for 6 months, we're up 0.69%. Now, that's three times what a money market rate pays, but you've got a heck of a lot more risk if you're in the market. Now, what about the S&P 500? The S&P 500 from 12/31/14 closed at 2,058, and it's closed at on 6/26 at 2,101. So it's up 42.59. Now, it's up 2.07%. And for 6 months, if you just say, okay, we do the same thing the next 6 months, that's a 4% return. Wow. Isn't that kind of going to what we've done the whole decade? And I go back and I look at the Dow Jones for the decade since the turn of the century, and that's more than the decade, because we're almost halfway through the next decade. So the first 14 and a half years of the new century, the Dow Jones closed on 12/31/99 at 11,497. So it's up 56.10%. That's a 3.87% return per year. If you believe that we have a going economy, and anybody who says that is a liar, because the numbers aren't there. If you look at the S&P closed on 12/31/99 at 14,629, the S&P 500 from the turn of the century is up 2.97% per year. That's 43% up since the turn of the century. Folks, if you don't have a strategy, if you don't have something that you're doing to offset that and holding on to your wealth, this is why, you know, I meet with people all the time who are retiring or who have retired, and their concern is they're going to run out of money. And what a lot of guys do is sell them the fear and put them into an annuity product. And annuities that I've seen from the turn of the century are up about 3.5%. So, you know, not really any safer than the market. And, in fact, the market beat them both ways. But still, that's why when you see these examples and guys use all kinds of graphs to show you're going to run out of money if you take more than 3 or 4% of your money. Well, I got news for you. If you're doing it in the market, they're exactly right. If you're not having actively managed money, they're wrong. And that's the difference. Passive management versus active management. And if you want to find out about that, get a hold of me. We're going to take a quick break and come right back to Investing Simplified.
Financial Group Wealth Management. We do investing simplified.
Hi, everybody. Chuck Price, the financial doctor here. If you're between ages 58 and 68, choosing Social Security benefits at the right time is one of the biggest financial decisions you'll ever make. You get one chance to get it right. After 12 months, there are no do-overs. 74% of Americans receive reduced benefits. Get your free report on 44 Social Security secrets at pfgwm.com. Social Security is often one of the largest and most mismanaged assets in your retirement income plan. Claiming benefits sounds easy. So is leaving up to $250,000 of your money with the government, or reducing your benefits up to 76% over your life expectancy. For this vital information, go online to pfgwm.com or call 503-253-3000.
do Investing Simplified.
When your legal rights and responsibilities are involved, you need attorneys you can trust. The attorneys at the Warren Allen Law Firm offer you solid legal advice and exceptional service. We practice in nearly all areas of law. We can help you with your legal needs, including wills, trusts, probate, contracts, real estate, construction, landlord rights, business, personal injury, divorce, bankruptcy, and civil litigation. The Warren Allen Law Firm has represented individuals and businesses for over three decades, and its nine attorneys have more than 200 years of combined experience practicing law. By combining experience and knowledge with individualized attention and prompt service, Warren Allen is the law firm to rely on when you are in need of legal representation. We are conveniently located at 850 Northeast 122nd Avenue near the I-205 and I-84 interchange. I'm Carl Jepson, partner with the Warren Allen Law Firm, and I invite you to contact us at 503-255-8795 or on the web at warrenallen.com.
How often do you have a checkup? Annually? Only when you're not feeling your best? Or are you one who waits until there is an emergency condition? High blood pressure, rapid pulse, or sleepless nights could be the result of your investment portfolio or no estate plan. But there is a specialist ready to offer you a checkup on your financial health.
Paging Dr. Price. Paging Dr. Price.
Chuck Price, the financial doctor and author of Investing Simplified, is offering you a free financial checkup. Whether you're asking for a second opinion, a complete financial physical, or investment stress test, Chuck Price, the financial doctor, can help diagnose your money ailments and prescribe a prudent path towards healthy investments and peace of mind. Call 503-253-3000 to schedule your financial checkup or on the web at pfgwm.com. That's pfgwm.com. You'll feel better.
Got a legal question? Coming up is Carl Jepson, estate planning attorney and partner of the Warren Allen Law Firm, with Carl's comments. You can call Carl at 503-417-7626. That's 503-417-7626. Here's Carl Jepson.
All right, send lawyers, guns, and money.
Well, welcome back to Investing Simplified, and I am back after a couple of weeks. It's been a thrilling and challenging couple of weeks, but it's good to be back. And anyway, today I like to talk about kind of practical things. And so I'm going to talk about some do's and don'ts. The first of them have to do with do's and don'ts about just getting around to doing your estate planning. And the first do is do make your appointment in advance when you're calling your estate planning attorney. And there's a good reason for that, because it gives the attorney some time to get to know you a little bit. And also, it doesn't put him into a rush. And if you put him into a rush, it's like everybody else, you know, the hurrier I get, the behinder I get. And it's just not a good way to do that sort of thing, especially something as serious or as unique as your estate plan. So, you know, in other words, do not procrastinate. Don't procrastinate. Please don't wait until the day before your vacation or your day before your open heart surgery to call us. It's really difficult for us. We can do it sometimes, but it's just challenging, and I don't think it's a good thing. So try to avoid that. If your lawyer sends you a questionnaire to fill out or gives you one, try to fill it out as best you can. There's a lot of things on those that probably might not apply to you. But particularly, don't forget to fill in the part that says, this is where I want my property to go. This is who I want it to go to. And also, who do you want to be your personal representative and your trustee and things like that? Those are things that the lawyer can't do for you. And you have to know those things. So then finally, on that part, as far as making your appointment, if your lawyer asks you to bring in some documents, and generally I ask people to bring in copies of their financial account statements. So, for example, if they have a stock account or an IRA or any kind of account, a bank account, please bring one statement. You know. And the reason for that, sometimes I think people think, oh, well, it's not that important, and I'll just write it on the form. The reason we bring that is so that we can see what it is, what the value is, and also where this place is and who can we contact. because a lot of times we end up suggesting things like changing beneficiary designations or, if you're doing a trust, retitling the assets. And it's very important to be able to identify what it is you're doing. And the statement usually tells us that. So please bring those in.
Yeah, absolutely. And, you know, the titling on the statement, oftentimes the client thinks it's titled one way or it's this or that, and all of a sudden you realize, well, this is a joint account or this is already in trust, and it makes a big difference on...
Exactly, and so that way it gets us way ahead of the game as far as working with what needs to be done. Then there are some other do's and don'ts about the documents that are prepared once you get your estate planning done. First of all, do keep the originals in a safe place, whether it's a safe deposit box or a safe at home, someplace that it's not likely to be stolen or destroyed. Do not store the documents in the trunk of your car with your golf bag or where your Labrador Retriever can retrieve them. The old my dog ate my homework. Well, you know, I mean, with my dog, I mean, I can guarantee you that within 30 seconds of the trust being on the coffee table, you know, you're toast. That thing is going to be shredded through the lawn. So make sure you don't do that. Do review your estate planning documents annually. See if it still says what you want it to say. And then just look at that. Also, review, I would say annually, your beneficiary designations or joint account matters, because a lot of people have a combination of wills, trusts, joint accounts, pay on death designations, and beneficiary designations. So those things are important to know, because quite frankly, sometimes, like if a company changes hands, if it gets bought by another company, or if it gets bought out, or it moves to a new location, you know, their headquarters move, you know what? Sometimes those beneficiary designations get lost. And I've found that not everybody keeps a copy of those beneficiary designations, because sometimes they don't get them. Banks are notorious for having you sign a little form and they just take it back and you never see it again. And so, you know, make sure that you have those things and that you check them out, because it may be really different. And if they lose them, they kind of go, oh, well. And then it becomes very difficult, and you might find yourself having put together a really nice trust, and then the person dies, and the next thing you know, they have no beneficiary designation, so you got to go through a probate anyway. And
well, you know, Carl, that is so true, because a lot of times, if you've had second marriages, we had a client one time that had a second marriage, and I had asked the person if she had changed all her beneficiaries over, and she assured me she did, and she had worked with several advisors. And I said, well, why don't we call just to verify this on who is the beneficiary and what's in the funds? Well, we called, and her first husband that she hadn't been married to for over 20 years was still the beneficiary on this old 401k plan.
Yeah.
That is a good reason for her to move that plan to an IRA of her own and put her new husband on there.
Absolutely.
And, of course, I think he would appreciate that as well.
Yeah. So also, number two, tell your heirs where you keep the papers. I don't know if you're like some people. My mom had little stacks of envelopes with rubber bands around them. And that wasn't where the most important things were, but some of them were in there. So I recommend that you at least let people know where they are and that sort of thing. Do not review your papers within 5 feet of a coffee cup. That just goes without saying. Number four, do provide access to your personal representative, your trustee, and your attorney. In fact, in other words, if you have them in a safe deposit box, make sure that they're able to get in there, because they can do it through various legal processes, but it's a lot more difficult than if they have themselves signed on the.
You know, Carl, I always like reviewing those forms that have coffee spills over them.
Well,
the coffee stain, you know.
I mean, it
looks like it's been used a little bit, that you've given some forethought to it.
Well, yeah, you know, it is true. It is. It gives it a real mark of authenticity. I did find one time, though, that years ago I was trying a jury trial, and it was one of those days it just couldn't have been any better. You're sitting there, and the jury comes in, and you put your file down, and you knock the coffee cup all over counsel table. It's just really bad. So anyway, it just things go bad from that point on. And finally, if you have any questions about your estate planning documents, please ask your lawyer. you know, one of my main points in what I try to do is to make sure that my clients know what they're doing. In other words, what I'm doing and why. Not in terms of they don't have to understand all of the legal rules or anything that go with these things. They just have to know, I think, what it means to them. What does this document do for them? What does it mean to them? And how does it work? That way they know what it is and they're more comfortable with it. I think a lot of people just sort of sign the stuff and walk away and don't ever think about it. And if your lawyer doesn't want to answer your questions, you might want to think about that. I get some people. I had one fella who was actually a circuit court judge, not in this area. He was from another city, and his daughter was with him, and she asked a question about a concept in the law called the rule against perpetuities, and the judge just giggled because it was one of those. That's one of those law school bar examination type questions, and he just grinned at me, and I said, well, let me give you my best off-the-cuff explanation. And he was just sitting there kind of nodding his head. He was just grinning because it was one of those things that's very difficult to explain. It's one of those nightmares that you get on the bar exam. A couple other things. Do not write on the originals. Do not mix the originals with the copies. That's messy. Write on the copies. If you want to make some changes, write on the copies, and they don't count, but write on the copies, bring them back to your lawyer and get them fixed. And then do not amend them yourself. That's kind of the same thing. And for one reason, the formalities of doing a will or a trust should be observed, and also your amendments, you may write down an amendment that makes perfect sense to you, and generally it might make sense to someone else. But it may not do exactly what you have in mind, and it may not be consistent with what else you have in your trust documents or your wills and trust other documents. And so you may create some kind of an ambiguity that gives a question as to what you really intended. I know some people really try to do that. They want to do it themselves and save a few dollars. But usually the amendments are very inexpensive to do. It's just usually people want to change things like, you know, who the personal representative is, or maybe, for example, somebody's died and they want to take them out and put somebody else in. Those are really easy things to do, but it's not that expensive to do. So I would recommend that you have it done so that it's done consistently and appropriately. So that's kind of the do's and don'ts. And I'm sure I could think of more if we stayed around for a while, but maybe I'll think of something before the end of the show. Anyway, those are Carl's comments.
Well, we're going to take a quick break and come back with the tax investigator. Give us a call at 503-417-7626, toll free 800-990-0750. We'll be right back.
Price Financial Group, wealth management. We do investing simplified.
Hi, everybody. Chuck Price, the financial doctor here. If you're between ages 58 and 68, choosing Social Security benefits at the right time is one of the biggest financial decisions you'll ever make. You get one chance to get it right. After 12 months, there are no do-overs. 74% of Americans receive reduced benefits. Get your free report on 44 Social Security secrets at pfgwm.com. Social Security is often one of the largest and most mismanaged assets in your retirement income plan. Claiming benefits sounds easy. So is leaving up to $250,000 of your money with the government, or reducing your benefits up to 76% over your life expectancy. For this vital information, go online to pfgwm.com or call 503-253-3000.
We do investing simplified.
The time to stop working is approaching, or maybe it's already arrived. CDs and money markets are paying only fractions of a point. How secure do you feel about retiring right now? Call Chuck Price. He's located right here in Portland, and he can show you how to increase your Social Security up to 67% using specific program rules and the file and suspend strategy. Chuck specializes in working with people who are either retired or are close to retiring, and he focuses on how to never run out of money during retirement. Do this today. Schedule a free 20-minute retirement plan phone consultation or schedule an appointment with Chuck himself. Call 503-253-3000. 503-253-3000. That's 503-253-3000. Chuck Price at Price Financial Group Wealth Management. On the web at pfgwm.com.
Hello, this is Kevin Stege, shareholder with Baker & Coulson Certified Public Accountants, serving the Portland and Southwest Washington areas for almost 40 years. We are a full-service accounting and consulting firm offering our services to a wide range of business and individual clients. One of the largest expenses to a household or a business is its tax burden. While off-the-shelf tax products can help file simple returns, they can't know your plans for the future and not only provide insight and planning to help you get there, but actually help you along the way. There are just some things that can't be replaced by experience. Whether you are just beginning your working career or have a well-established business with many employees, rely on the professionals at Baker & Coulson to help in an efficient, accurate, and personalized manner. We are located at 2414 Northeast Division in Gresham and can be reached at our website at bakercoulson.com or 503-666-5569. That's bakercoulson.com. 503-666-5569. And remember, at Baker & Coulson, our service is the product our clients remember most.
Do you have a tax question? Here's your opportunity to ask the tax investigator, Kevin Stege, CPA and partner of the Baker & Coulson CPA firm. You can call Kevin at 503-417-7626. That's 503-417-7626. Now here's the CPA with the tax answers, CPA Kevin Stege.
You are listening to Investing Simplified, and I think for today on the Tax Investigator, maybe we'll switch gears and just have Carl explain to us what the rule of perpetuities really is. No, just...
We don't have that much time.
Okay.
We have to have a three-hour show.
That's right. That's right. Well, today on the Tax Investigator, I thought I'd just bring up one little point that I think some individuals could benefit from this summer or this year or next year on their taxes, I should say. And that is, do you send your child to summer camp? And while you're thinking about the answer to that question, it sounds like we have a caller on the line.
Yeah, we got Marlene's got a question about Social Security.
Yes, good morning.
Good morning.
I have been on the internet a little bit reading about the Social Security file and suspend. I'll have to admit I haven't delved too closely into it. But it sort of appears to me that a single person is not going to derive any real benefit from that.
You're exactly right.
Am I right?
You are exactly right.
Okay. It's kind of...
It's for married couples.
Yes.
Yep.
All righty.
Yep. You nailed it. And you know, you might, if you're looking for yourself, I do have a seminar on demand on my website. I don't know if you went there and looked at it, but it's got 44 of the most asked questions, and it's got some good information. It's free, and you can do it at your own time.
Okay. One other question. Someone that was born in 1956, presently 59 years, when is his full retirement?
Well, it's after 66, and I can't remember the. It might be like 6 months, or it goes out each year you get older.
Okay.
I mean, each year we go out longer, so they're kind of extending it out a little bit, but it's 66.
Okay.
That's your full insurance benefit at 66, and of course it gets to the max at 70.
Right. And is it still what used to be 62 for early retirement?
That is correct. Yeah.
Okay.
And now here's the other thing, and have you ever been married?
No.
Okay. A little unknown thing to a lot of people, and the reason I ask that question is if a spouse is married for 10 years, the first spouse, they're entitled to the spouse's benefit.
Yeah, I think I was aware of that.
Yeah, and a lot of times the spousal benefit starts at 60 if one of the spouses dies. And
yeah.
We had a lady come in, and her first husband had passed away and was over 60, and she was over 60, and we had to go down and apply, and she got the widow's benefit.
I see. Yeah, yeah. Okay, well then, as of the law right today, it's 62 is the earliest for a 59-year-old.
Correct.
And 66 if they want to have their Medicare.
Well, okay, little confusing thing here, because you actually have to sign up for Medicare at 65.
And oh, okay.
Yeah, you actually sign up at 65. Now, you can take the benefit at 62 from 62 to 66 if you make over $15,000 a year and you're taking your Social Security. For every $2 you make, you got to give $1 back.
Oh, that's okay.
So you're limited to how much you can make. But once you hit 66, you can make as much as you want and still take your Social Security.
Okay, and when does Medicare click in?
Well, at 65.
At 65. Yep. Okay.
Okay.
Thank you.
Thanks. Good question. Thank you.
Bye.
Bye.
Well, thank you, Marlene. That is those are good questions, and those are all good details to understand before you get into your claiming years on Social Security. So while that was going on, if you've had a chance to think about, do you send your kid to summer camp? There is a potential that you could have a tax benefit, and this is simply the child and dependent care credit. But day summer camp does qualify for that. Many people don't know that. It's not overnight camp. That's a little different. It's not summer school tutoring. That's also different. But if husband and wife both work, or one of them works and the other is a full-time student, and you're in the right parameters of income, you don't make too much income, and your child is under the age of 13 that is going to summer day camp, then this is no different.
And it is a day camp?
Mm-hmm.
Now, see, this is important for my son, because he's got three boys, and they're going to soccer camp all day.
Mm-hmm.
So would they actually be able to get a credit for that?
If all the other parameters are met, probably they would need to get a the name of the soccer camp and the EIN of the soccer camp. But that is daycare. That is daycare.
So can I amend my returns about 18 years back? Can I?
Well,
we probably didn't have
probably
that benefit 18 years back.
That's right. So you do have to meet all the other parameters for the child and dependent care tax credit, but consider that a day camp may qualify for
that. How income-wise does that start? Did you lose that benefit at what income level?
I've got the book. I could take a look, but the percent that you get is dependent on your incomes, and it's anywhere between 36% of the amount you spend down to 20%. And once you're getting to six figures, you're pretty well going to be limited. For sure. So changing gears, we are going to talk a little bit about how far back the IRS can go to collect taxes on you.
Is this going to be painful?
This may be.
Okay.
And this is a recent tax court case. And before we get to that, just the basic guidelines. Many of you know that if you don't file a return, the statute of limitations never runs. Or if they feel there's an element of fraud, or they prove there's an element of fraud, then it also never runs. But once you file a return, they have 3 years in general. There's other exceptions. We won't go into all those. But they have 3 years to make an assessment against you or audit you and to make a change. And if that you file your return, that 3 years runs, and they don't do anything, then your assessment, your tax liability as you filed it, is set. Now, once they do make an assessment, make a change, say you owe more taxes, they have up to 10 years to collect from you. And there's any number of things that goes on there. It's fairly complicated. There's tax liens and all sorts of things that the lawyers get excited about and stuff. So that would be a 10-year statute to collect. Now, a court case just went through where a individual had to pay a very quite a large assessment that was 30 years old. And the reason this is because of the type of taxes it is. Can you guys guess what that may have been? We're not talking income taxes.
Okay, so how about like unemployment or
it must
Social
been
Security?
Employment, yeah,
exactly.
Employee tax, yeah,
exactly.
for employees that, you...
That's right, payroll
yep.
taxes.
Yep.
And this is a totally different type of collection attitude that the IRS has. These are basically taxes that an employer has withheld from an employee but did not remit to the IRS. And this is Social Security and Medicare. And that's basically, you know, they don't want messing around with that. So they take a very strong stance against it. And in fact, if certain conditions are met, they can assess a 100% penalty against the responsible person. And this is where I want to briefly chat, is the responsible person isn't just the owner of the business. It can be an employee whose duties it was to pay the taxes.
Right.
And that's, so if the company's on hard times and you decide not to pay the payroll taxes because you have to meet other obligations, and then things go bad, well, if you are the one responsible for cutting or signing the check, you can be on the hook for that. And that's what happened.
Well,
to this
and if you are a if you are a small business owner, and I use that term sort of loosely, I mean that means almost everybody. But if you're anybody but other than a Fortune 500 company, you're probably a small business. Anyway, the there is a very great temptation in small business to say, oh, I don't have any employees; they're all independent contractors. Well, I got news for you. Good luck with that. That it's very hard to be an independent contractor, and there are a dozen different tests as to what constitutes an independent contractor. And if you screw it up, look, they can come back after you for 30 years. So
that's exactly right. And I will finish a interesting story when we come back from our break.
Okay, there's a nice tease. We'll be right back with Investing Simplified, and we're going to come back in from the break with a little dedication from Ray Charles to the 4th of July. So we'll be right back on Investing Simplified. You want to hear this.
Financial Brew, Wealth Management.
How often do you have a checkup? Annually? Only when you're not feeling your best? Or are you one who waits until there is an emergency condition? High blood pressure, rapid pulse, or sleepless nights could be the result of your investment portfolio or no estate plan. But there is a specialist ready to offer you a checkup on your financial health.
Paging Dr. Price. Paging Dr. Price.
Chuck Price, the financial doctor and author of Investing Simplified, is offering you a free financial checkup. Whether you're asking for a second opinion, a complete financial physical, or investment stress test, Chuck Price, the financial doctor, can help diagnose your money ailments and prescribe a prudent path towards healthy investments and peace of mind. Call 503-253-3000 to schedule your financial checkup or on the web at pfgwm.com. That's pfgwm.com. You'll feel better.
We do Investing Simplified.
When you have questions about your health, you go to a doctor, right? But when it comes to your financial health, like what investments will give you the best return, why are you talking to your spouse's cousin Lou? You need Chuck Price, the financial doctor. Chuck Price knows investing is not a one-size-fits-all approach. It's about what's best for your financial health. Sure, investing can be complex, but like your medical doctor, Chuck Price makes the complex simple, so you understand exactly what you're doing and why you're doing it. Sign up for our free newsletter and see our free videos at AskTheFinancialDoctor.com or call 503-253-3000 and make an appointment for a free financial checkup. We'll give you the facts and our honest advice. Then make your own decision. Nothing against your spouse's cousin Lou, but we've been helping people for over 40 years.
We do Investing Simplified.
Chuck Price, the financial doctor. Call 503-253-3000.
We do Investing Simplified.
Hi, everybody. Chuck Price, the financial doctor here. If you're between ages 58 and 68, choosing Social Security benefits at the right time is one of the biggest financial decisions you'll ever make. You get one chance to get it right. After 12 months, there are no do-overs. 74% of Americans receive reduced benefits. Get your free report on 44 Social Security secrets at pfgwm.com. Social Security is often one of the largest and most mismanaged assets in your retirement income plan. Claiming benefits sounds easy. So is leaving up to $250,000 of your money with the government, or reducing your benefits up to 76% over your life expectancy. For this vital information, go online to pfgwm.com or call 503-253-3000.
We do Investing Simplified.
in liberating strife.
That's just a little snippets of Ray Charles singing America. And the 4th of July is coming up. And hopefully you guys have something planned to do with your families and going to enjoy it. And we want to wish everybody out there a happy 4th of July. And the great freedoms that we have in this country for us to be on the air and give our opinions and not have to worry about the Gestapo coming in and putting us in jail for what we're saying. So we're thankful that we live in America. We're thankful we have the right to say what we want, although I am concerned about some of those freedoms being taken away. But I think that's something we'll always have to fight for. Freedom's not free. And you got to continue to fight for freedom. And that's one of the things as Americans we do constantly. And we need to keep doing it because this is a great country and it's a great opportunity for all of us. And I thank God every day that I was born in America and had the opportunity to live here because it is the greatest country on earth. I don't care what some of the apologists may have to say. The fact is, this is the greatest country on earth. And that's my opinion, and I'm sticking to it. So, anyway, we're back to the Knowledge Trust. And, Kevin, you were giving us a big tease there about I just want to know, all these rules are great, except they don't apply to the IRS employees.
Oh, that is true. seems you get out of jail free card if you've worked for the IRS and you owe back taxes. But just to finish off this topic, say there's multiple responsible persons for these payroll taxes. The IRS can assess their penalty and the assessment against all of them, but they can only collect it once. So they can go after the person with the deepest pockets. Whoever has the deepest pockets is going to be the one pungling up. And so this is a brief story about that. I heard of a situation, knew of it a little bit, where somebody had formed a partnership with some other taxpayers, and they were in business for many years, and then he or she decided to retire and sold out their percent and moved on with life for a couple decades. Problem is the person never removed their name as an owner from the Oregon Secretary of State Registry. And this, my friends, is just the thin end of the wedge. For the business hit... Yes, the business hit hard times, and they did not remit their payroll taxes. And Oregon went after the individual as a responsible person. And while the other parties were filing their bankruptcy papers because the business went bad, there was only one set of deep pockets left, and that was this individual. And he was left holding the bag. And as Confucius would say, this is like looking for a black cat in a dark room where there is no cat. Trying to fight the Oregon Department of Revenue is a...
Or a needle in the haystack.
Is a exercise in futility.
Time to leave the temple, grasshopper.
That's right. Wow, so not only the IRS can come after you, but the state...
Oregon had some payroll taxes also that were owed, and they look at that pretty severely also. So,
wow.
Pay those payroll taxes first.
Yeah, absolutely. You got to pay your taxes any way you cut it, and taxes are something you're never getting away from, even when you die.
That's true. You know, they used to say there's nothing more certain than death and taxes, but taxes is even more certain sometimes.
Yeah, and the painful part is you got to keep paying them until you die, and then when you die, you get to pay them again.
That's true.
Vicious cycle.
Talk about job security when you work. Filing estate taxes when you mix death and taxes together. I mean, that's some good job security.
Well, listen, I'm going to how does somebody get a hold of you, Kevin, if they want to get a hold of you?
We're at BakerColson.com, 2414 Northeast Division. Our website is Baker-Colson.com, and you can reach us at 503-666-5569.
And Carl?
Warren Allen is at 850 Northeast 122nd Avenue, one block north of Gleason on the east side of 122nd. And we're at warrenallen.com. And the telephone number there is 503 855-8795.
And, of course, we're at 555 Southeast 99th Avenue, Suite 103 in Portland, Oregon, right off the 205 on Washington Street. And you can reach us at 503-253-3000 or toll-free 877-50-PRICE. We still have about 4 minutes. And I do want to also state that I do have this new site I set up called ChuckPriceFreeBooks.com. You can go on there and get an ebook for free. I also have some peace of mind investing books that I'll give to you for free if you come by my office and ask them. My Harry Dent books, I gave away the last free one. I had a ton of people come in this week asking for their free copy of Harry Dent's book, and I gave them away, and I'm probably going to get some more because it's a nice little giveaway to give for our radio show. And I'd say if you didn't get one free, you can always go on Amazon and get a copy of his book. But I think it's must reading for what we're coming into in the marketplace. So I think, you know, knowledge is power. And without it, well, you might be in a deep hole. So it's nice to have the knowledge. It's nice to have the power if you know what's going on and you can see what's happening in front of you. Remember, opportunities in the market are not when the market's high. They're when the market's low. And people who look at doom and gloom and say, oh, that's doom and gloom. It's not doom and gloom if you're looking for an opportunity. If you're aware of what's going to happen and you're looking for an opportunity, it's a great move. If you're not, then it's, you know, buyer beware. You're just going along, not even looking at what's going on around the economy. And that there is a difference. There is a big, big difference. So we won't be back next week. We will have a replay of Harry Dent. And Kevin and I asking him masterfully questions on the air. When Harry gets going, you just let him go. But I would really recommend if you have any relatives, if you have any friends, you have any neighbors, and on July 4th, they're sitting around and they're wondering what they're going to do at 8 o'clock in the morning, tell them to turn on Freedom 970, listen to our replay from last week, and I'm telling you, That show would be well worth, I think it was one of the best shows we've ever had. I know I've had several calls from longtime listeners who told me that, so it's not just my opinion. I'm doing that from people who have been listening to the show for years.
Well, and one thing, one of those freedoms that I think is protected by, in our country more than anywhere else is we are a country of the rule of law. And when you think about it, many of the places that are not as free as we are is because they don't enforce their laws. And, you know, in the United States, generally speaking, that's not to say it's universal, but we generally enforce the law and protect the rights of the individual as well as the big guy. And the little guy can still win occasionally. And so hug your lawyer.
Yep. Well, listen, that's it for Investing Simplified. Alex, go ahead and take it out with Ray Charles. And we're going to listen here a little bit to Ray Charles' America. And if you've never heard his rendition of America, it's one of the best, in my opinion, renditions there is. And nobody does this like Ray Charles. So wish you all a great 4th of July coming up. And we'll be back in 2 weeks for our live show.
In liberating strife, who more than self, their country loved. Cheers.